You're listening to Walk to the End of the World, a podcast written by me, Mira Brinjegard-Bialik. This is segment 6.
This is Eddie.
Hey, Princess, I found the herb. The same one from my pouch?
I could take it to the lab, test the remains of what was in the pouch, and compare them to the herb.
Thank you, Stephen. Eddie, come sit down. We're having dinner. Ben, tell Eddie what you told me.
Well, let him tell the far off.
Okay, I'm sorry. Please stop. Why are you here?
What do you mean?
Where did you come from?
The village? I walked here. It wasn't far.
I was gone for less than an hour. How did you all make friends already?
Well, I knew Ben from before, so...
Princess, where's the distrust of potential spies now?
Ben's been coming to the castle since I was little. He told me stories. He tells them in the village square now. My parents paid him to pretend he was interested in being my friend. But then, we actually did become friends. Sort of. I haven't seen you in years, right, Ben?
Huh. Yeah, what happened?
You know how it is. I was training for battle.
I guess.
What is he doing here now?
Ben knows a story that we needed to hear.
Eddie, have some grilled cheese and listen.
Okay.
Legend tells of a far-off kingdom, ruled by a wise warrior princess. She loved her people, and she protected them from danger. But one day, the princess became sick. Nothing in the world could save
her.
Not
a very good storyteller, even if he is a professional.
He's toning down the detail for you. He already told us the story properly.
Oh.
And she worried she would die, but what...
This is just what's happening to the princess. Anybody could tell you what's going on right now.
Eddie, right? That's your name? Please, I'm trying to storytell.
I'm pretty sure storytell isn't a verb. Sorry, won't happen again.
But hope came in the form of an ancient prophecy. The prophecy stated, in summary, that 7 adventurers must band together on a dangerous quest to travel to the end of the world, past mountains, hills, valleys, oceans, lakes, and that at the end of the world, the remaining adventurers would find that the princess had been cured.
That's it?
Well, I left out some details.
That doesn't make any sense. Remaining adventurers? How could they cure the princess without actually finding a cure?
Well, I skipped that part. The cure is supposed to be found at the beginning of the quest, but it only takes effect after the completion of the journey. The only way to make sure the cure will last is to travel to the end of the world.
Huh, okay.
More importantly, I didn't exactly tell the story right, even when I told it to you and Zora, princess.
What do you mean?
The story is based on a prophecy, yes, but I just told you the prophecy. There's a story someone made up to fit all the details, but the prophecy describing... We are going on this quest, right? The prophecy describing it is from the same book that predicted our last 3 wars in the fire from 2 years ago.
Then the prophecy is true?
I don't know. Probably. But yesterday I heard that the princess was missing after a battle. I knew a comforting story about a lost princess returning home, so I came here to tell the king when I saw her returning to the castle. But then the castle was on lockdown, so I watched through the gate as you met Zora, and then when the princess collapsed, I wonder if the prophecy was-
How did you remember the prophecy?
As a professional, I have to know the prophecies well enough to storytell based on them. I know a myriad of other tales, I can assure you, if you'd want to hear.
Thank you, Ben. It's good to see you again.
It's good to see you, Prince.
Oh, look! It's Stephen! Hi, Stephen!
The herb Eddie found matches the sample from Zora's pouch.
Awesome! Do you have any empty bags? We should all take some of the herb, including you, Princess.
I brought up 5 pockets of the herb.
Thanks, Stephen. Everyone tie it to your waist now. Where's Meta? She needs one too, and so does Grumpy.
Who's Meta?
I'm going to be Grumpy in a moment.
You must not have met her yet. Where is she, Princess?
Okay, you've lost me, Zora.
1, 2, 3, 4. If I'm not mistaken, we need 3 more people to make 7, if we're going on a magic quest to the end of the world.
We need to find Meta. I know Grumpy will be with her. He always is.
We should try to find her then.
So, we're doing this?
It's the only way to save the princess.
Are you sure? I've never left the kingdom before, but I'm not scared.
Holy mashed potatoes, I'm scared. There could be anything out there. What if the villain is waiting for us?
Eddie noticed that Zora very obviously tried to hide a knowing facial expression. It was probably hopeless to try to make Zora tell them anything else about their immediate future, other than what she accidentally gave away. Eddie hoped that this would not turn out to be problematic later.
That's a good point. If I left the kingdom, who would protect the people from the villain's attacks?
Your father?
The king might not be strong enough to fend off the metal creatures. The royal power is supposed to be focused on the youngest living member, me.
If you don't go, you can't get the cure. You'll die.
Princess.
We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Zora, tell us about Meta. We need to find her.
She had black hair.
That narrows it down to a lot of people.
Black eyes.
Physical black eyes? She's been punched twice?
No, her eyes were just solid black.
Her eyes were solid black?
We're supposed to find a soul catcher?
I'm gonna go get some smelling salts for Ben.
For more information about the voices behind Eddie, the Princess, Zora, Ben, or Steven, please check out the Introduction to Main Characters segment. Thank you!